Now, for an older generation, that's like, what in the world? Why would you not work full time? So, yeah, thoughts on that, Nancy? You're a business owner. What do you think?
I see with Generation Z, or however you wish to define it, is that the experiential aspect of life is one of the most meaningful. Let's go and jump over some falls or do something in an airplane that's really wild and crazy. And that's what captures their interest rather than the idea of reading.
Yeah. Now it's not to say, could that become an idol? So that could become like, boy, my drive to like go to every national park in the United States could overcome maybe the, you know, to take care of my family, right? Or to see how all these idols could grab our heart and cause problems. So it's not like one generation is better than the other. Each generation has their own idol. I'm just curious. I'm just throwing these things out. All right. So let's see here. Fear of man. How was that a factor in this story? Fear of man.
His boss.
Okay.
Well, his boss more or less said to him, you go to the street.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Really good. And then the good things that I want too much, that can become an idol too. I don't know how that... Anyway, let's skip to question number two here. Besides the individuals with whom you are in conflict, which others are being affected by your thoughts, words, and actions? For Kyle. So the conflict is between Kyle and between the boss. Does that affect anyone else? Craig? Who you got, Craig?
The two co-workers that he's basically trying to manufacture evidence of the fire. I think it's affecting him and it's affecting
Johnson. Oh, man. Yeah. So, wow. Craig Starr, for those listening online, Craig really nailed it. He said, the conflict, although on the outside looks like it's between him and the boss, it's really those being affected include Kyle, his fiance, his relationship with the two men that he's trying to exaggerate their flaws. And so this has really become a destructive thing for sure. All right, sweet. By the way, today's reading, none of this should surprise us. Conflict is... My statement with conflict that you'll hear me say often, conflict is inevitable. Enemies are optional. So when we go into these life situations, when we go into situations like work, we should expect conflict. Why? Genesis 3, today's reading, talks about with the fall, there's great division that will happen between people, between husbands and wives. Children, employees, employers. That's what happened in the fall. So, and conflict just makes things really tangled. And it's like that ball of yarn or that in my backyard, it's this hose I'm trying to like untangle. I don't know how the kids like, have you ever like untangled a hose? The kids have like whatever, you know, I don't know how they got some of those knots in it. I'm like, they really tried to put that in. Some conflict is like that. It just becomes so tangled that how do you unwind it? Okay.